It's Thursday, January 27th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A former mosque leader in eastern Uganda suffered severe injuries from Muslim relatives for converting to Christianity. Bashir Sengendo had not visited his family since he converted in 2016. After leaving Islam, he became a Christian pastor. Sengendo returned for a visit to his family earlier this month. He said, quote, "I was shocked to receive a cold reception and slept without food, only to be attacked and beaten badly in the morning by my brother and my uncle. They cut me with an object in the head, back, and hand," end quote. The converted mosque leader is still hospitalized and critically ill. Please pray for his healing and continued Christian ministry. In Acts 5, verse 41, after being beaten, it was said of the apostles, "So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name." A group of U.S. senators sent a letter to the U.S. Ambassador for International Religious Freedom regarding a case in Finland. This week, the Helsinki Criminal Court considered charges against two Christians for expressing their biblical views on sexuality. The senators called on the U.S. ambassador to condemn the charges. The senators wrote, quote, "We are greatly concerned that the use of Finnish law is tantamount to a secular blasphemy law. It could open the door for prosecution of other devout Christians," end quote. One of the Finnish Christians on trial, Pavi Rissanen, entered the courtroom with a Bible. She said, quote, "I hope it will be clear today that I do not wish to offend any group of people, but that it is about saving people for eternal life," end quote. The International Monetary Fund slashed its economic forecast for the United States and the world on Tuesday. U.S. growth is expected to be 4.4% this year, down from a 5.9% projection last year. And China's growth is projected to be 4.8%, down from 8.1%. The International Monetary Fund noted, quote, "Rising energy prices and supply disruptions have resulted in higher and more broad-based inflation than anticipated, notably in the United States and many emerging market and developing economies," end quote. NBC reports that U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, a liberal, will step down from the court at the end of the current term. Along with Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan, Breyer is one of three liberals on the country's highest court, comprised of 9 total justices. Appearing on Fox News with Harris Faulkner, George Washington professor Jonathan Turley summarized his worldview.
He was appointed by Bill Clinton. He replaced Harry Blackmun. He has been a quite reliable liberal voice on the court. He's been one of those voices on the 5-4 decisions on some of the most important issues of our time, from abortion to the use of international law to the role of federal agencies.
Indeed, Breyer has joined the court in pro-abortion and pro-homosexual decisions. Turley revealed why Breyer might have decided to retire.
We have a 50-50 division in the Senate. The timing here is rather conspicuous. There have been groups on the left who have been pressuring Breyer to resign. There was even billboards that were being driven around Washington.
Why?
Telling him to resign. Because the liberals want to put a younger person on the court while they still can. And the billboards were really incredibly insulting. There was a pushback by many, including myself. That type of thing just isn't done. It wasn't necessary. But it was also incredibly disrespectful. This is not the way this man should have retired, with this sort of mob baying at his heel, simply because they want a younger person.
Turley addressed what kind of candidate Joe Biden pledged to nominate.
President Biden has already pledged that he will only consider an African-American woman for the court. And the irony is, the Supreme Court just accepted 2 cases on the use of race preferences in college admissions. This is obviously going to come up where the president's going to have to decide if he intends to fulfill a pledge that the court would never allow if he was actually admitting someone to a college.
He is the court's oldest member at 83. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem introduced two anti-abortion bills last week. One bill bans the killing of unborn babies when a heartbeat is detectable around 6 weeks of pregnancy. The other bill prohibits distributing abortion drugs through the mail. Governor Noem also banned telemedicine abortions through executive order last year. The American Legislative Exchange Council released their 2021 Rich States, Poor States report. For the 14th time, Utah earned the top economic outlook ranking. Other top states were Florida, Oklahoma, Wyoming, and North Carolina. States at the bottom of the economic outlook ranking were New York, Vermont, New Jersey, and Illinois. Report co-author Jonathan Williams noted that states with better economic outlooks often minimize government involvement, while states with the worst economic outlooks took a much heavier-handed approach to pandemic-related policies. Intel, a leading tech company, plans to invest $20 billion into a computer chip factory in Columbus, Ohio, and $100 billion more over the next decade. The 1,000-acre site will host two factories and employ at least 3,000 people. Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger expected the location will become, quote, the largest silicon manufacturing location on the planet, end quote. Intel hopes to boost American production of computer chips since most chips come from Asia currently and supply chain issues have introduced shortages. And finally, the San Francisco Chronicle reports that man has climbed the highest mountain on Earth for the first time on record. Although Mount Everest in the Himalayas has the highest peak at 29,032 feet above sea level, Mauna Kea volcano in Hawaii is the tallest mountain from base to peak at 33,500 feet. However, half of the volcano is underwater, while the rest rises above water. Victor Vescovo, a mountain climber and underwater explorer, accomplished the historic ascent over 3 days last year. At the end of last month, Guinness World Records formally awarded Vescovo the first full ascent of Mauna Kea. Amos 4 verse 13 says, "For behold, he who forms mountains and creates the wind, he who declares to man what his thought is and makes the morning darkness, who treads the high places of the earth, the Lord God of hosts is his name." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, January 27th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.